Northwestern Medicine, voices of better medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I'm joined by Dr. Lung, thoracic and lung transplant surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hello, Beyonce. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Dr. Lung, tell us about your specialty.
So, Beyonce, my specialty is thoracic surgery, and not many people all know what that is, but really, we are surgeons that deal with all organs in the chest, aside from the heart, which our cardiac surgery colleagues are really experts at, but we deal with everything else in the chest. So some of the conditions we deal with include diseases of the lung. That's probably the most common, whether it's cancerous or non-cancerous conditions. You know, non-cancerous conditions can be infections or extra fluid building up outside the lungs. But we also deal with conditions of the chest wall, the space called the mediastinum, which is really the space between the two lungs. And there are conditions that can come up from that area and the airway. So there's some cancer. There are some conditions that are non-cancerous. And then the other major group of patients we help are patients with esophageal problems. And the esophagus is the food pipe that connects the mouth to the stomach. So the most common thing we see are probably esophageal cancers, but other conditions of the esophagus can make it difficult for patients to swallow or allow them or lead them to have increased heartburn and acid reflux.
What makes the Northwestern Medicine Canning Thoracic Institute different?
We have created a very streamlined process for our patients. And the first principle that we always carry is that we're treating our patients first, and we want to make it the most convenient, the most accessible for them to access care for their chest problems. And we do this by finding out the best solution, no matter how difficult the solution is. And we use our advanced technologies. We leverage the expertise and research that is abundant at the Institute to come up with very creative solutions.
This is Northwestern Medicine, voices of better medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I'm joined by Dr. Lung, thoracic and lung transplant surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Lung, can you tell us about the Northwestern Medicine Premier Esophageal Surgical Program?
It's an excellent example of what we're doing at the Canning Thoracic Institute. We're embracing technology and blending in excellent expertise, whether it's in interventional gastroenterology or surgical technique to make our patients' journey easier and improve their outcomes. So this is a program specifically for esophageal cancer patients. And we're, you know, traditionally it's been esophagectomies is a term for removing the esophagus when it has cancer in it. And traditionally, it's a very difficult journey. The recovery is hard. Patients have to fast for a long time, or they can't eat for several days after the surgery, and they sometimes need feeding tubes. But we are using technology. We're using the robotic surgery program combined with improving patients' tolerability of eating right after the surgery so that they can be starting liquids and drinking again within 1 or 2 days, and then they can go home within 3 or 4 days, down from where it was they were in the hospital for maybe a week or a week and a half. So we're really trying to use this program to make patients or to allow patients to recover faster and to make the surgery more tolerable.
And what is Northwestern Medicine doing to keep up with some of the latest advancements?
We are trying to, as I have alluded to before, keep up with the latest technologies that we think can really apply to our patients. We also want to keep up with the expertise that we've developed, but also expertise that are developed elsewhere. And we share that, you know, our experts go to national and international conferences. They bring back the newest, the latest advancements to our institute. We come together as a group to constantly brainstorm about which areas we think our patients can benefit more from, and how can we bring technology and expertise to those areas so that we can improve upon their care.
And finally, Dr. Lung, what is one thing you want listeners to know about leading-edge technology being used in the medical field?
I think leading-edge technology is fantastic. It helps us do our jobs better. It helps us care for our patients better. But we also want to be mindful of how we're using that technology. You know, I don't think all technologies are always proven to improve patient care, and I don't think all patients benefit from the technology. I think at our program, we really try to be selective, and we try to make sure that the patients who benefit are going to benefit from those technologies, and then we use it. We don't just kind of use it for everyone. We don't make patients have to go through all those processes just because we have the technology available. We really want to do what's right for the patient.
And trust and believe me, Dr. Lung, that is definitely something that any patient would like to hear. Thank you so much, Dr. Lung, thoracic and lung transplant surgeon at Northwestern Medicine.
Thank you so much.
I'm Beyonce Fox, and this is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine.